Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to welcome my next guest to the studio. He's a busy man who also likes to cook. Is that true? Or did they just write that?
Well, I got into a little bit in lockdown.
We should say it's Kevin McGahern.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
To now. Not that everybody won't recognise the voice. But yeah, you did get into it in lockdown, did you?
A little bit of it in lockdown. For years, I just didn't bother.
Okay.
Like throughout my 20s, if you had just like given me a tube to just plug into my stomach, I'd be happy with that.
Right.
But then lockdown, I think it was Gordon Ramsay, like watching Hotel Hell and stuff like that. I was like, I'm going to get into cooking.
Okay.
But I wasn't great. I remember like I was making a load of muffins for a family thing. I wanted to show off my new skills. And I mistook teaspoon for tablespoon.
Oh, dear.
And I put a massive amount of baking soda into this mix. And it just like basically exploded the oven full of awful muck. Well, so no more bacon. Bacon's too hard. Cooking's not that bad.
Well, I'm the same. I love to cook.
Yeah.
I've kind of gotten better over the years. I think with kids as well, you sort of find yourself doing a little bit more, maybe out of guilt.
Yeah.
You're kind of trying to give good food.
Do you follow recipes or are you like a jazz cooker?
I am a bit of both. If I'm doing weekend cooking, I do like to have the cookbook. I do like the sort of the whole opening it up and picking something to cook for family. I do like that. But during the week, it's just lash everything in.
My wife is very much like free-flowing. Whereas I like to follow instructions. But I hate, especially on American websites where you look up like recipes and the first three paragraphs are like, when I was a child, I went to Kentucky with my grandma and she would tell me stories about a beet farm and I'd like, get to the recipe. Just skip.
I have 15 minutes
I don't want to read a story about your granny. I want to just get to the instructions, please.
So Anna was there talking about a cod curry.
Yes.
For a Friday for our listeners to try. If you were to suggest a Kevin McGahern recipe or a favourite dish, what's your go-to sort of Friday dinner?
I used to love...
I know you're on your way to Cork, so it's probably something in the forecourt of the...
yeah, it'll mostly be Supermax.
Yeah.
I used to love making like a big pot of like... I used to call it slop because it was the only real description for it. It was like chorizo, chicken, noodles, tomatoes. It sort of throw everything into a big pot.
Yeah.
Like not very appetizing to look at, but quite tasty.
Okay.
But now my wife does this thing, we call it like fancy cabbage and bacon, where it's like pasta with mascarpone cheese, what do you call it, really thin Italian ham?
Pancetta.
Yeah, you cook that a little bit, get it nice and crispy. And then like broccoli or something like that. So it's kind of basically cabbage and bacon for Italians.
Yeah, I like that.
I love it.
I like that. I would go with that.
Yeah.
Come here, I said you're on your way to Cork today. What's going on? Are you gigging down there?
I'm in Collins in Cork tonight, yeah. I'm gigging there at my new show, Shy Talker.
Yes.
You have to be careful saying it.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I love Collins. It's lovely. It's nice and intimate and they're very, very nice to you and they treat you nice.
And I know you've been doing the festival circuit. You were doing the Cat's Laughs in
Kilkenny. Aye.
And when I was chatting to Anna there and she was talking about cooking for Doreena, you know, and how that sort of can kind of instill a little bit of fear. When you get to the Cat Laughs, right, and there's a whole load of comedians.
Yeah.
Is it more... You know, do you kind of feel you have to be more on your game because
yeah,
you're surrounded
definitely.
By...
Yeah, because you've got like legends. You've got like Dara O'Brien and David O'Doherty and all these big names kind of watching you and you really want to impress them. Des Bishop was emceeing the gig I was at and he was very positive after. So you feel like a school teacher giving you like a little star on your head.
I love it. And how's the tour going for you?
It's going great.
Yeah.
Like I do love... touring around the place and meeting people and going to various parts of our lovely country, you know?
Yeah.
It's a good life.
Come here, you have a new podcast that is out at the moment and I loved the description of it because it says, the lovely show promises to be an ill-informed, rambling bed of nonsense to accompany you on a long drive or a particularly difficult load of laundry, not suitable for children and barely appropriate for adults.
Yeah, I think that...
I want to listen to that.
I think that really nailed it. I think I wrote that in the car.
it's with Justine Stafford.
Myself and Justine Stafford, who is an amazing comedian and an online star, really. So we just, I suppose we found ourselves at gigs sort of backstage, just kind of chatting a lot. And we tried to kind of recreate kind of that feeling of kind of backstage chats at a comedy club, you know. There's no real MO to it, really.
Yeah.
So it is a bit rambly, but we have a lot of fun.
And great that you're ahead of the curve.
Oh my God. Yeah, we think that podcasts are really going to take off in the next decade or so.
But no, but actually, the people in the podcast world will tell you that this is just, it's the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
How big that iceberg is, I have no idea.
I kind of thought that was insane. Somebody told me like a year ago, I was like, surely, you know, we've reached peak pod. And they were like, absolutely not. And it is like, it is a great way to connect with your audience. Like the game has changed. Like even you were talking with Taylor Swift, it's not good enough to just go and do gigs and hope that your audience will build. You need to connect with an audience. You need to be chatting to them every week.
And that's the platform to do it.
That is
so you guys are chatting about everything from exams to embarrassing things you've done over the years. Speaking of exams, I was just looking, maths paper one is currently on at the moment and maybe just even finishing up. Do you remember it? And then, do you know, maths paper two is first thing on Monday morning. That's not a nice weekend.
I don't, like I cannot, I think I blocked it out of my memory. Yeah. It was such a dark period. I do not envy people doing exams right now. I hated it so much.
So were you kind of like, what were your subjects in school? Were you kind of good at art or?
I was good. Yeah, I was good at art. Like I moved schools so I could study art. We had an amazing teacher in the school I went to. So that was kind of my main focus. Look, I knew I was never going to get into academics. I knew I wanted to do something creative. So like I didn't really work that hard at the Leaving Cert, if I'm honest.
Okay.
I knew whatever I needed to do, did not care about points.
Yeah.
And that was true, thankfully.
What did you study at college?
I did animation.
Oh, okay.
So like, I wanted to do cartoons. I always loved cartoons. But after I started working, I did work experience in a small animation place. And then I started working at night in the International Bar. And there I saw stand-up comedy. And I was like, here's a way to tell funny stories with a lot less work. That doesn't like 10 minutes. 10 minutes in animation takes like 3 months, you know, if you're doing it by yourself.
But, you know, we were talking about cookbooks there, but like children's books have become so huge as well. Is that something that you've ever considered? Like you're a dad of two as well, aren't you?
So I got two kids at the moment. You definitely do get a sense of what works. Weirdly enough, what you enjoy is kind of what they enjoy.
Yeah.
Because I always thought it was very hard to write kids' books, but I think if you like a story, like at the moment with TV, we're gone off Peppa Pig, we're gone off Bluey, we're going to keep it Irish.
Right.
She loves, there's a show in Irish, RT Junior called, oh my God, Let's Find Out.
Okay.
It's like an educational science show. My daughter loves it. And I like her hearing Irish accents. I like her, like, you know, not coming back sounding like a little American child. I think that would break my heart.
And when you look at your two kids, do you have one of them that is more of a performer?
I thought you were going to say, do you have a favourite?
Well, we all do, but we don't admit it. When you look at them now, is there one of them that's kind of, you know, following in your footsteps, one that's a little...
Well, Wallace is definitely very funny. She's three, so she is pretty funny for her age. Like, her Montessori teacher sent us photos. They were learning how to, it's a delicate operation, a part of the toilet procedure. That's kind of the last thing you learn.
Right.
It involves the training of it. I did not know this. The training of it involves attaching two balloons to the back of the child's chair. And then the child has to wipe between the balloons. Do you get me?
Okay, to learn how to.
I realize people are listening to this probably while driving or working. I don't want to be too crude. But you learn how to wipe between two balloons, basically.
Okay.
And apparently Wallace was just making so many poo-poo jokes and just cracking the whole class up. So we both have a love of toilet humour.
I love it. As I said, you're playing a lot of festivals over the summer. Do they go on the road with you at all? Like, will you take
a bit of time
with family away?
I'm kind of a nightmare before a gig. I'm very nervous before a gig.
Okay.
And I'm not a good person to be around, so I tend not to bring them on the road. And festivals, I have no interest in bringing kids to a festival.
I know.
Do you bring kids to a festival?
No. I'm bringing Ellie. We're going to Pink next weekend.
Sure.
The weekend after. But yeah, festivals are a no for me.
Festivals are hard enough as
it is. A gig, yes.
Yeah. When you can like leave the place and go home to a nice bed, that's grand. But sleeping in a tent is bad enough. And then add a child to that is just no. I do not want that at all.
No, not into it.
Not into it.
Kevin McGahern, always lovely to have a chat with you. Good luck. Drive safely to Cork tonight. You are in Coughlin's in Douglas Street, 8:30.
I'm in Clonmel on the 26th of September, backstage Longford, 27th of September. Doing a run in Kerry, 22nd, 23rd, 24th of August. Follow me on Instagram and you'll get all these details.
All the details. Yeah. Love it. Drive safe. Great
Thank
to see you.
So much.
Back after this.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.